difference.
You know that thing you need?
Which one? A vacation? New golf clubs? A lawnmower?
Don't charge it. Save for it. When there's something you're saving for, saving is our thing. Encompass Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Every day, making a difference.
Making a difference every day.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
That's what happens with physical paper, money. There's a transaction. You're handing them money, they keep it. They hand you the item or the service, and you get to keep that. There was a trade. But when you hand them plastic, they give you the plastic back. But you need to realize what's happening psychologically. There was no trade. There was no transaction. You got to keep your plastic, and you took their stuff. See how that works emotionally? It changes everything.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Gerber Designs is now open for business. They're ready to help you look your best for any upcoming event, creating top quality apparel, signage, or specialty items. Check out their website at Gerber-Designs.com, where you can see samples of their work. While you're there, take a look at their competitive prices and different options. And look for them on Facebook at Gerber Designs. Call 765-605-6475 to see how they can help you promote your business, organization, or upcoming event. Gerber Designs. You dream it, they design it.
Keeping you covered during severe weather for over 60 years. When you need to know, use WILO. The WILO weather team brings its expertise, resources, and experience to be there when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail and tornado events, heat advisories, and more. WILO has even surveyed tornado damage when a small 4.0 earthquake struck Clinton County. The station you can depend on, WILO.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We had a little problem. We had a power surge hit here about right before we went off there for a second, and I think we just had another one may have happened too. So we're having lots of fun today with power surges. I think we're still going here. So we'll just keep on going like we have been. We're now being joined by our guest, who's Casey McGill from Healthy Communities, the Clinton County Coalition. Casey, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing all right. These things will quit, but little power surges are just absolutely driving us crazy around here. So anyway, so let's, first of all, let's talk about you have two big events coming up here in May, right?
Yes.
The 5K run and walk with Stepping on Stigma. That's one of them. And then the other one is Sin Silence Packing. So talk a little bit about both of those.
So our 5K run walk is going to be at the Clinton County.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Our 5K is going to be on May 11th, and that is going to be at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. So we have that live on Eventbrite right now. So anyone is able to Google that and sign up on Eventbrite. It is free for anyone. If you'd like a T-shirt, you can also get a T-shirt through Eventbrite as well. But we have vendors that are going to be at this event. We have mental health resources that are going to be at this event. And it is called Stepping on Stigma because we want to reduce the stigma in our community. We really want to bring in mental health resources, get people talking about that. That's our goal.
Before we go any further, explain to people the main reason, the biggest problem with the Stepping on Stigma. I know it's something that's come up here in the last year or so. Tell people why that's become such a big issue.
Well, we're seeing now a lot that individuals with mental health issues are not wanting to step forward or get treatment or get help because of the stigma. So that's preventing them from reaching out to a loved one or to someone that they trust and talking about the way that they're feeling and getting help.
Have you seen an increase in people now who are more willing to do that than what it has been? Is this program that you're trying to do, is it starting to work? Is it starting to move forward for things?
I would say yes. We have had a lot of people come into our office and ask for resource guides. Mm-hmm. We've had people call our office and ask where could they go to get counseling. So we've had an influx in that, I could definitely say, but also just people willing to talk about it. You know, we go into events and we have tables and people are more willing to come up and talk to us about something that they've went through personally or someone that they've known that has gone through a mental health problem.
Is, you know, so this is now becoming, it's still an issue, I assume.
Yes.
But it's not quite as bad as what, you know, and I was going to say also, but how frustrating is it for the people who go through it? Also, how frustrating is it for you guys to have to deal with people who are kind of scared to go through something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it firsthand. I've had resources all in my hand, and I'm out there. I'm talking to people about it, and I've had people not even look me in the eye. They've turned their shoulder and don't even want to acknowledge that I'm out here talking about stigma and about mental health. So I've seen it first on hand, but I can imagine personally going through something like that and someone you love that is not willing to look or listen to you.
And I assume that the Send Silence Packing thing that you've got coming up in conjunction with this is something very, very similar in a way to that, isn't it?
Yeah, so May is Mental Health Month, and our goal is to just jam-pack May full of stigma-reducing and mental health events that raise awareness. So Send Silence Packing is a national suicide prevention exhibit, and that travels all across the United States. They've got 10 spots in California. They go to Kansas. They go to Colorado. And then they're hopping over to Frankfort, Indiana. So I just think that's so cool. We're the only stop in the whole Midwest for that exhibit.
I was going to say, this is the only spot. I knew that this particular event was going to be here. Now, it's on the 14th of May, but what time is it going to be here?
So it's going to be open all day, and that's at the Clinton County Fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So I wonder, is that their normal hours, or do you know if that's their normal hours, that they're at an event like that?
Yeah, normally they keep the event open all day, and they try to do that to hit, you know, some individuals are getting off work or going to work. So we keep it open all day so that everyone has an opportunity to see it.
What do you know about what's inside that exhibit? I mean, I've heard about it. I have not seen it yet. I'm just kind of curious what's involved on the inside of it.
So it is a very large exhibit, and it's at the Clinton County Fairgrounds, so we've had to get a pretty big area because there are thousands of backpacks, and these backpacks are filled with personal stories from individuals who have suffered from a mental illness or have committed suicide. So it is a story that maybe someone can connect to, and there's going to be so many different stories that maybe if I may not connect with this one backpack, I may go two backpacks down, and this may be just like my life, or I may be able to make that connection with a different story.
Now, I just thought of something, because I know this past year you guys started your memorial wall, and that's to kind of help people who have done kind of the same thing or gone through that. Is that kind of a similar thing? Are you going to have that out there maybe as part of what you guys are going to have as well?
So we've actually reached out to some families here in Clinton County and have asked if they want to create their own story. So they've lost someone to a mental health illness, and they have donated or written a story for that loved one, and they are going to have it exhibited at the display.
Okay.
And then those backpacks and those stories are going to go with the display.
That's you know, that's something I had not heard yet, but I just, as I sit here thinking about it, I mean, I know you guys got that going last summer.
Yeah.
And now, has the suicide numbers started to retreat? I hate to use the word retreat because that's not the word I really want, but have they gone down since last year?
You know, the rates, every year they don't come out that fast, so I would say they probably steady.
It seems like we haven't heard of that many people in this particular area, in this county, you know, that's doing something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of individuals don't like to publicize that, mm-hmm. but it is good to talk about it and for the community to know.
Yeah. We were talking also a little bit beforehand, you know, you guys are in the middle, are getting ready to do a massive move, aren't you?
Yep, we are.
When is that going to happen?
So we plan on moving into our new building in mid-summer, so hopefully in August.
Okay. And do you have any idea about how many people you'd like to have come along with you?
So our whole office will be there. That's 13 employees. Mm-hmm. But then we have other agencies that possibly might be coming in. And then some satellite agencies, so individuals who don't have an office here in town, but they may still see clients.
So we're talking like maybe what, about a half a dozen possibly? I know, because you're going into a huge facility over there at First Baptist.
Yeah, I would say about a dozen or more.
So, and I take it that, I know, in talking with Laura, That's been sort of the goal for you guys, hasn't it? To kind of make a one-stop shop here for healthcare in this particular community.
Yeah, that was our overall goal. Is a lot of our clients have issues with transportation. They have a WIC appointment across town, and then they have to go to Healthy Communities, which is all the way on the other side of town. So that's going to combine all of those agencies or those organizations and resources to one community resource center. So people can go to one place and get 3 appointments done in one stop.
So I'm just going to just, you know, would I just wonder if something like the health department from Clinton County, if they would move over there, or if some other, something like that would be the ones. Are we talking about something like Open Door Health Clinic or something like that, that may move that way?
So we have a Title 10 clinic that we are preparing to bring into that. And that is hoping to start in October. But that is a family planning clinic, and that is for anything from individuals who want birth control to individuals who want to actually have babies. So any of that's male and female. So it's a family planning clinic that we hope to bring here to town.
And that's something we really don't have, though, right now.
No, we don't have any OBs in the town. All of our moms have to go to Lafayette or Witham in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really nice to have individuals here.
Interesting, because we were just talking about it in the prior segment, the fact that we don't have that available here in town, and we weren't real sure if there's anything with dialysis now either, because we're not sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know that part of it, but I know Laura would. But I'm not sure on the dialysis part.
Mm-hmm. So what else are you involved in? Because last time you were here, you were pretty much into the cigarette end of things, weren't you?
Yeah, so I've gotten into a new position with Quentin's House.
Okay.
So I'm the child advocate over with Denise Burney.
How has that gone? How's that gone for you?
It has been booming. We've had a lot of influx. I've had a lot of interviews. I've been able to help a lot of parents. I've done my first no-contact order, so that was fun. I say it's fun, but it's just I'm very driven in that area of yeah.
and of course, and I know they just had their fundraiser over the weekend, or last weekend, I should say. How big a problem is child abuse in your mind in this community?
I think it is a very large problem, and it's not a child's problem, it's an adult problem. There are a lot of reports that aren't being made that should be being made, child abuse happens every single day all across the country. So it's really, really important that everyone is talking with their children and listening to their children about what they're telling them.
And Quentin's House is a very special place. I mean, it's a lot better now than what I remember, because when they were up at the little house, I'm going to call it the very small house, a couple streets up there from where they are now. I mean, but that is a very good place for it to get some things taken care of.
It's a wonderful place, and it's a home. So families walk into a home, and it's very comforting.
Now, is this something that you really wanted to get into, was do this part instead of what you were doing, or is it a continuation of everything?
I had no idea that I was going to be involved with child abuse prevention, but I've always loved women's health, mm-hmm. and children's health, so this is definitely an aspect of it.
Is there any one or two things that you would recommend to people who may surmise something's going on or not? What is the best thing that they can do? Should they approach the family? Should they approach the kids? Or should they maybe go to a law enforcement agency? Or how's the best way for them to go about, maybe trying to get some help for these people?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there is a child abuse prevention hotline that anyone can call. So if you are thinking that your niece or your daughter or your son, or even maybe if you're a teacher, if you're thinking that there is some kind of abuse happening, you can make a report through the hotline. And you can make a report through law enforcement, or if you think that it may be something you can talk about that with the individual or the child.
Now, the hotline number is what?
I believe it is 1-800-2. I do not know that off the top of my head.
And she's going through her phone here to get it.
I should have it memorized.
Yeah.
It is 1-800-422-4453.
Okay. So that's the number for the hotline. If you suspect abuse or think something should be reported that maybe hasn't been reported as of yet.
Yes.
So, how's it working for Denise? or with Denise, I should say.
She is so much fun. She's always giving me hugs left and right. Very caring individual. So yes. She's perfect for the position.
Yeah, I would have to agree that she is probably the perfect person for that position because mm-hmm. I've gotten to really know her over the years, and she's really a very special person. So
yeah, she's raised a lot of money for her this month for child abuse prevention.
Yeah, she told me she told me their fundraiser quadrupled from the previous years, and they're not through counting just yet. So that's always good news.
Yeah. Really good news.
Okay. I got to go ahead and take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Miller Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Don't leave your home in the dark. Add a beautiful sunroom by Welty's. With a Welty sunroom, you'll enjoy nature's beauty. Sunrises and sunsets mean more each day. Even the birds, squirrels, snowfall, or rain showers take on new beauty in the comfort of your home. Welty Custom Exteriors will help design your sunroom and build it for you. Improve the value of your home and add to the quality of your life with a beautiful sunroom from Welty's. Building all over North Central Indiana. Call 1-800-466-7231. That's 1-800-466-7231.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and all at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guest is Casey McGill, who is from Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition. You said you just started. Well, you basically just started coming over to helping out with the abuse, Quentin's house. So, how long have you been doing that now?
I've been doing it for about 7 months, so still pretty new.
How much are you still doing with Healthy Communities? A lot.
Yes, I'm a car seat technician over there. I do a lot of stuff over there.
So the next car seat thing is going to be what, this summer or this fall, or when are you going to start that again?
We hopefully will have a booster bash when it gets warm out, so maybe in June, I would say.
Is it actually going to get warm this year?
Let's hope so. Snow is not fun.
No, this weather in the morning is not fun the day after to deal with. So what else we got going with Healthy Communities right now?
So since it's getting warm out, hopefully, mm-hmm. We have Walk to School Day. So that is a really fun event. I love to go to it. All the kids line up and they meet in certain areas of the town, and then they all walk to school together. So it's like a walking school bus.
Okay, so that day will be what?
So at Rossville, it'll be on May 8th, and on the same day, on May 8th, it'll be also at Suncrest and Blue Ridge and Green Meadows.
Now that'll start, what, about daylight, roughly?
Yep. Normally it's around 7:30, and okay. They leave around 7:45, 8-ish.
Okay. And I think the principals usually go out and meet a group of, yeah. at least one group of nine. Because I know I participated in one of those just to go cover it. And I remember it was over at Suncrest at the time. So it was kind of fun to go do that. So
yeah, last year the mayor was there too, even mm-hmm. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Even though it was colder than the dickens on that day. Gosh, it was cold that day outside. But, you know, but we got over there and it was still fun.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we got those. And speaking of walking, how are the walking trails and the biking trails coming for you guys? Are those coming along like you'd hoped?
Yeah, we've actually completed those, and we have brochures and kind of booklets. If anyone would like to come and get a walking or biking booklet, we have those available at our office.
Yeah.
But we have been partnering to get some playground equipment, so that's something that's fun on the way.
Now, where would you want to put the playground equipment at?
So Clinton Prairie has a preschool that they've kind of been up and running, and they don't have enough equipment for all of their students since they've added on. And so we have partnered with them to offer some more playground equipment, so we have children being physically active during recess.
How important is it to you guys? I always kind of thought when school districts started to deactivate, and I mean, or basically not think the PE was that big of a thing, as I know over in Illinois they dropped it for a while. They didn't make kids take PE for a long time. I'm going, like, why? But anyway, how disappointing has it been that? That you got a lot of, we're going through kind of a resurgence there. You know, they dropped PE for a while. Now they're starting maybe to bring it back. But how important is it for kids to be healthy in your guys' eyes or to be active during the day?
I think it's a large importance because it's not only healthy for your physical body, but it's healthy for your mental aspect, because the number two things to de-stress are to breathe and then to exercise.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm sure you've been over to Suncrest because they got an area out there for kids that they have specifically built
mm-hmm.
to make sure that their kids be active during the day and also be active during recess as well.
Yeah. We spent last summer out there painting their playgrounds, which was a lot of fun.
And that's a pretty good sized place over at Suncrest, too.
Uh-huh.
And I know from everything I've seen and heard, the kids absolutely love it over there. So
yeah, it was really fun to paint the parking lot, because it was just a bright in colors that popped through once we got all the paint down.
Mm-hmm. You were saying that you had all the brochures taken care of for your walking and biking trails. How many biking trails and walking and biking trails have you guys got now, approximately? Or if you don't need to...
I would say out, like, throughout the county, there's probably four biking trails.
Okay.
But in Frankfort, I would say there's probably six or seven different pathways you can walk and bike on.
Okay.
And we've got signs throughout town, so you can follow those.
Now, all those signs are now up, right?
Yes, they are. They're kind of little green ones that have your mile marker and a biking person on.
We've got one right close to where I live, so I mean, yeah, I see those quite frequently. So, are you guys going to add any more? Or you hope to add any more walking and biking trails here soon?
I'm not sure if that's on Laura's to-do list, but I'm sure that we could, if the community knows an area that they route or they walk and bike, and they can come to us and say, hey, put a route out here. We can do that, definitely.
Okay. I know you guys got a big grant to help the schools out earlier this year. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes, we did get a grant.
And the name escapes me right now. That's why I worded it the way I did. The name of the grant, you know. Was to help. It helped Frankfort, help Central, help Ross or Prairie. So I know that, you know, I'm just drawing a blank on what it was.
If you would have told me the name, I would know what you're talking.
Yeah,
which one? We have so many grants with the schools,
yeah,
right now.
And that's something that I don't know if people really understand. That people, you know, grant writing is so important for you guys to get mm-hmm. things done, isn't it?
Yes, it's the main thing why we function.
So you're always in the need of more grant writers, or is that something that you all have to have when you basically sign on board there, is to be a grant writer?
Yeah, I definitely help out with some of the smaller grants, but Kathy and Laura are the main two grant writers at our office, so they're always looking for more money.
Now, you guys, for the time being, are still over at Oak Street, right?
Yep, right behind the hospital.
Right behind it. Now, have you guys been told any time what time you have to be out of there by? Because I know that's something they're going to try and get you guys. That's where you're going to be moving over to the First Baptist Church.
Yeah. Well, no, the hospital's been very nice, and they've let us keep that building. But I believe in mid-August is when we're going to be making the switch.
Okay. But for 13, even though it's 13 women, that's not a very big spot for you guys.
No, we've got people in the back kitchen as their office, in the closet, but we've been alternating days, so not all 13 are in the office at once.
So, and what are your hours over there right now?
Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30.
So those haven't changed yet?
Nope, we've actually added on Friday.
Okay, all right. Are you guys still going to have your, I know Laura, last time I talked to her about it, and that was last year, we're still going to plan to have the community gardens here in Frankfort and also try and get them going out and area towns. Is that still going to happen?
Yeah, we awarded Mulberry and I believe it was either Kirkland or Colfax a mini grant to start their own community garden or to build on a community garden that's already established.
How successful was it in your guys' mind here in town last year?
It was a rocky start, but we learned a lot. We fed over 500 families, so I think that's something that's really cool that we did. But we definitely learned a lot with where to place the best plants in certain areas of the garden. And then also reaching out to the organizations to have them come out and, pick a week in the month or every other week to come out and help weed or, all the keep up.
Now, you guys had it at the Boys and Girls Club here last year. Is that still going to stay there this year?
Yep, it sure is.
Are you going to add another one or two here in town or not?
Probably not. We'll probably just focus on that one.
Okay. And then just add one at those areas out in the community just to keep it going out that way.
So. Yes.
So anybody can come on and help out or get stuff if they need it, right?
Yep, of course. Anyone can come and get tomatoes, potatoes, carrots. Those are some of the things we had last year, all for free.
I know. I took advantage of the tomatoes a few times. I know that. So how's the, have you been involved much with the insurance stuff, or is that something that somebody else is handling?
That is not really my aspect, but I do a lot of getting individuals. They help a lot of my clients. Get either fax and paperwork, make those phone calls to FSSA, or just helping them navigate the healthcare system because that can be confusing as well.
How many different aspects of healthcare? I hate to use the word healthcare, but how many different aspects are you actually involved with now?
Car seats, mental health, victim advocacy. I help with a little bit of grant writing. So I would say I have four or five hats that I wear.
Okay. You brought up victim advocacy. Talk a little bit about that.
So Healthy Communities received a Victim of Crime Advocate grant in October, and the Prosecutor's Office here in Clinton County also has a VOCA grant, so we partner with them to help the individuals inside and outside court who are going through any kind of victim of crime. That can be arson, that could be burglary, domestic violence, child abuse.
So in other words, this is to help victims of those crimes that have been perpetrated against them.
Yes, and the state of Indiana has funds that are called victim compensation funds. A lot of people don't know that if you are hit by a drunk driver or an OWI and you are hurt or you miss work or you have medical bills, there are funds in the state of Indiana you can apply for and they can help you pay for those.
Now, I was going to say, that's something I really wasn't real, something that I'd necessarily heard of. But so how's the best way for people to, if they're maybe getting, want to get involved with something like that or take advantage of something like that, how's the best way for them to do that?
They can either call our office or they can just walk on in. Normally, I'm there every single day. If not, they can get a hold of me. And I'm really good at responding within 24 to 48 hours and helping with those resources. We did help an individual get to YWCA in Lafayette, so that's a domestic violence shelter. So we've had helped one individual with that.
Okay. How's the best way for people to get a hold of you guys?
They can call our office phone number at 765-659-6063.
And email is?
Email is VOCA, V-O-C-A, at healthyclintoncounty.org.
So how many different things are you guys involved with now?
We have over 27 grants.
That's what I thought. I mean, I knew you guys had gotten involved in an awful lot of stuff. How different is it for you guys, knowing from where you started,
mm-hmm.
how different is it now for you guys being so busy and involved in so many different things?
We are always in and out of the office. I guess, 2 years ago when I started there, everyone was in the office all day. and clients came in, but we are in and out of the office. I don't really see everyone as much as I would like, honestly, but it's just such an up and fast-paced setting now.
Do you think people really understand what you guys are all involved with now?
No.
How's the best way for you guys to maybe start telling them that?
Like us on our Facebook page. We post everything and anything and everything on our Facebook page. We just had a contest for a $50 Visa gift card on our Facebook page.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
I want to say a big shout out to Four County and IU Health Community Foundation for sponsoring our 5K. So anyone go out there and sign up for the 5K. It's for free. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yes.
And also that, you know, your 5K runs on the 11th of May, mm-hmm. and then your Send Silence Packing, which your next big thing is on the 14th, right?
Yes. So very close, but it'll be a lot of fun.
And that Send Silence Packing is a very, it's a one-stop thing because it's not going any other place in this particular part of the country outside of right here.
Yep. The only stop in the whole Midwest.
So that sounds good. Casey, thanks much. Greatly appreciate your time. Best of luck to everything you're doing.
No, thank you.
All right. Take care. That's going to do it for the show today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody, have a great day. Take good care of yourselves. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.